everyone. This is Chris McLaughlin, and welcome to the D Group Leader Podcast. I'm so glad you joined us today. This is episode 28. We're going to be talking about meeting virtually. How do you meet online? How do you continue to meet and encourage your D group when we're not allowed to meet together? That's where we're going today. Now, before we get into that, I do want to give you just a couple announcements about what's going on at Stones Crossing Church. Now, in case you haven't heard, church services right now are going to be online only until at least Sunday, May 10th. That is Mother's Day. So we're going to continue to be meeting online until May 10th. So how do you worship together? How should we do this? Well, a couple different options. Number one, you can go online to stonescrossing.com and you can watch the service anytime on Sunday with us. The service is going to be pre-recorded and it is posted on Sunday at 9 a.m. And so you can jump online at any time and watch the service with at home with you and your family. Another way to do this, and this is something that we did this week, which was really actually very cool that we could do this, is to worship online on Facebook. Now, one of the things that we're doing is we have many of our pastors on staff who are hosting what's called Facebook watch parties. And the Facebook watch party is we're going to, a pastor gets to host a party where we take the video from, it's the full service that's on stonescrossing.com, and we're going to watch that together. So what you do is you find one of the pastors online, you go to their profile, and it's going to say, hey, the watch party, like for mine this last week, you can go to my profile page and you can say, I want to join Chris's watch party. And so you join that watch party and there's going to be a number of people who are going to be watching with you. So in my watch party, we had somewhere between 30 and 40 people watching, 30 to 40 devices watching. So who knows how many people that represents, but 30 to 40 devices watching together. And you get to hear from the pastor that gets to sort of introduce everybody on video. So you get to see that person. And then you also get to comment and interact, use the like buttons and all that sort of stuff. And so everyone gets to see like, hey, that person's here. And they're commenting and interacting with the service and with what God is doing through his word, in the preaching of his word. So that's one of the things that we're going to be doing for the foreseeable future is using these Facebook watch parties. So we hope that you join us for that. Some people have been asking about giving. So at this point, giving is going to be 100% online. So we want to encourage you that really just to be faithful in giving. It's not a matter of, the church needs your money or things like that. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is we want to be faithful to our God who has been so faithful to us. And he is the source of all things in our life that is good. He is the one that provides for our needs day in and day out. And so giving is really just a faithful response to that. It's an act of worship to our God who provides for our needs. And so we want to continue to do that and continue to be faithful in that. And I understand you guys, I get it. We are in a very uncertain time right now. And so I think personally, we're in this together. I'm in the same boat as you are. But I think that we want to be consistent with our giving. We want to make sure that we are giving as an act of faith and trust in our God that he's going to provide for us. So pray through that. Pray through that. If you're married, pray through that with your spouse. Talk through how you're going to be giving in this season. And then do so online. You can do that at stonescrossing.com/give. And you can do a one-time gift there, or you can set up a recurring gift as well. Now, what about other ministries at church? Well, all of the other ministries have created modified ways to minister and serve through this time. And so for details on that, we want to invite you to go to stonescrossing.com/corona update. Okay, it's all one word, corona update. So you can jump online and see the way that all of the different ministries have modified the way that they're going to be serving and caring for people in this time. This is a really critical time for us as a church too, because there's so much work to do. There's so much stuff that needs to be done as we're caring for people. And you guys know this too. The people in your groups They're going to be going through situations, having struggles in ways that we've never seen before, in ways that we've never experienced before. And so, you know, we've got people who are afraid about losing their jobs or maybe have already lost their job. We have people who are wondering when their next paycheck is going to come in and where is that going to come from or how they're going to pay rent next month. We have people who are worried about catching this virus and about getting sick and about their family. We have people who are in one of those high risk sections of our population where maybe they're older or maybe have an immune system problem or their immune system is being depleted because maybe they're on chemotherapy or something else is going on in their life. You know what, you guys, there is a lot of fear. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of anxiety. And this is the time to minister to people, to care for them, and to really help them through the things that they're going through. And so what I want to do today is just take a minute to walk through a passage of scripture with you and then give you a couple ideas on how to continue to do this, how to continue to encourage one another as we wait for the Lord to return. And so let's go to Acts 2:42 through 47. Acts 2:42. This is a very famous passage. You've read this before. You've studied this before, but I want to go back to it because I think this is a passage that is not only descriptive of the events of the early church after Pentecost, but it's also somewhat prescriptive. It gives us a little bit of a glimpse of what we are supposed to be doing as a church as well. So let's look at the passage. It says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." And stop right there. We can see that these early believers, the early church, devoted themselves to these four things. Okay, the first is to the apostles' teaching. And we have that. We have that in the scriptures. The apostles' teaching, that's what really the New Testament is. The New Testament is the New Testament because it holds apostolic authority. And so they're devoting themselves to that teaching. And we can do the same as well. We can turn back to the scriptures to see that teaching, and we can do that together. They're devoting themselves to the fellowship, okay, to one another. This is something that we should also continue to be doing, to devote ourselves to one another, to serve one another, care for one another, and be together. How we do that now is just going to look a little different, right? They're devoting themselves to the breaking of bread. Now, at the very least, what this is talking about here is the Lord's Supper. This next week, we're going to be taking the Lord's Supper together on Sunday morning, and we're going to ask you to get a piece of bread, some crackers, whatever you got at home, some juice, some wine, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper together. We're going to do that online, and so we're going to commit to that. It also may have the implication of just eating together, breaking bread together, sitting down together for a meal. And again, this is something we can't do. We can't do this right now. And so it's a little bit disheartening at the same time. Are there other ways for us to connect? And that's what we're going to talk about here in a minute. And they're also devoting themselves to the prayers. And this is something that we can do as well, to devote ourselves to pray for one another, to pray for the Lord to provide and protect, to pray for all of our needs, because our Lord hears us and he answers us, and he is the one that gives us all that we need. So those are some things I think that we can continue to do, at least in a modified way in this time. Look at verse 43. It says, you know, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed," it says this, "all who believed were together," right? "And they had all things in common." Now, what this is talking about here is this idea that they didn't consider their own possessions and belongings to be something that just was for themselves, but they cared for one another. Because in the very next verse, it says that they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. You know, this week, I had a phone call from a member of our congregation, really awesome guy named David Stater. And I don't know if you know him, but he serves with the middle school ministry. And David called me. He's like, "Hey, I just wanted to ask, I got an extra roll of toilet paper and just wanted to see if you guys needed one. I was like, man, that's really awesome. So it's stuff like that. How can we care for one another? Do we need to check in with people to see what needs they have? How can we care for them? We might be getting into a situation too where people are going to need to figure out how they're going to pay rent and things like that. How can we help one another in this time? And so that's what this passage is talking about. So it's descriptive of what the early church was doing, but I also think it's somewhat prescriptive of what we're supposed to be doing as well. Verse 46, it says, and day by day they attended the temple together, which, you know, we can't meet together, but it says they did that, and they're breaking bread in their homes, right? They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. I love this passage, this idea of having favor with all the people, because it's not just limited to the Christians, but that the Christians were having favor with all the people, Christians and non-Christians alike. That people outside the church were looking into the church and saying, man, there's something so cool about what the church is doing right now. I wish I had that. You guys, man, we are in a situation right now where our church family can be our support. We can be the support for one another. And people on the outside of the church can look into the church and say, man, I wish I had that. I wish I had that help right now. You guys, I think that that's what we're supposed to be doing. that as we care for one another, serve one another, uphold one another, that others outside the church would say, what is different about these Christians that they're caring for one another in this incredibly generous and incredibly thoughtful way? And then it says, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. That should be the natural result of all that is going on here. Now, the question is how do we accomplish this in the time that we're living in now? How do we do this while we're unable to meet together and we're not allowed to actually be in each other's homes and meet together? So I want to give you a couple different options on how to do this, because you guys, you know, why we should continue to meet and encourage and do all these things, but we want to do it in a way that is caring for one another, that is safe, and then is also in alignment with the instructions from our governments. And so we really want to take care to follow those things. And so I think the first thing we have to recognize is that if we're going to try to meet online, if we're going to try other means of meeting together, we want to recognize that something is lost in that. Something is lost in that process. We can't put our hands on each other's shoulders. We can't give each other a hug. We can't quite look each other in the eye in the same way. You know, there's a difference from meeting together and then meeting online. There's really a difference with it. And so we have to recognize that there is something lost. Meeting online sometimes is awkward. It is uncomfortable for some people. Some people are more used to it than others, you know, and that's good. That's fine. But for some people, this is something that's very, very new. And so I just want to acknowledge that it's difficult, that this is not something that everyone is comfortable with, and that there really is something lost that when we can't meet together in the way that the New Testament is showing us. And so just in recognizing that, know that as we attempt this, as we try to work through this, that it is going to be a little bit difficult. It's going to be a little bit awkward. It's going to be a little bit strange for people. And we just need to be sensitive to that. So help your group through that as you are trying to meet together, and help them to navigate that well. There's a couple options for you on how to continue to meet online. I want to just give you a couple good options. So first of all is through some video chat type of things, video conferencing software, okay? So if you have a computer, if you have a mobile device, then you can do this. You can actually meet together virtually. So a couple different options is ones like Skype, okay? So Skype is a great way to do this. Accounts are free. Skype allows group video calls of up to 50 devices. You can use a computer or a mobile device. I will say Skype is, the bummer with Skype is that it's a little, the video get can be a little bit choppy sometimes because a lot of people use it, and it's so sometimes it gets a little bit wonky, but it's also, it's a great option to get started on this. Another option that's free is FaceTime. So, but the problem with FaceTime is that you have to have an Apple device. So if everyone in your group has an Apple device, it's a great option. It's a little bit more stable. It allows up to 32 devices at once, which is plenty for a small group. And it is, like I said, it's a little bit more stable. It lets it like the video and all that stuff works a little bit better than Skype does. Another version of this is a software called Zoom. Now there's a free version. It allows groups up to 50 people, but the problem with Zoom is that it's limited to 40-minute sessions. And so what that means is after the 40 minutes, the Zoom meeting ends. Now you can just restart if you wanted to continue with another 40-minute session. You can start another one and whatnot, and then pick up where you left off. It's perfectly fine. That's a way to go. Zoom is very reliable. It's got a lot of other cool features in there as well. There's also a paid version. And so if you would like to pay for that, you certainly can. And you can utilize that for your group. Some of you may even already have access to the paid version of Zoom if you, maybe through your workplace or something else. So you might actually already have that. So I'd say use it, go for it. It's a fantastic platform, works really well, has a lot of great features. Another one that's out there is Google Meet, or Google Hangouts is another name for it. There's a free version. It's somewhat limited. And I'd say like the free version doesn't work quite as well as some of the others, but there's also a paid version. We're using the paid version at the church for a couple different things like classes and counseling and a couple other things. The free version is limited in its time as well, but the paid version lets you have unlimited time, up to 50 participants, and lets you share your screen and your or a window on your computer, which is great for illustrations and things like that. So those are just some other ways that you can continue to meet. Another way that you can do this is maybe just through a conference call. Most cell phones now allow you to do a conference call with multiple devices. So give that a try. If you can't see each other and maybe don't have the means to do that, just try calling everybody and get everybody in on a conference call, and then figure out ways to communicate with one another that way, that you can, that you can chat with one another and still continue to encourage each other to do your studies together, to pray together, things like that. There's also the other thing I want to talk about is how to continue to have interaction through the week. Now, you know, this is something that we should be doing already. You know, how do we continue to talk with one another through the week and encourage each other when we're not meeting together? Now, of course, you can certainly call each other. Call each other. Just check in with one another. I would encourage you as the D group leader to check in on your group members regularly. This should be at least a once a week type of a thing, just to call them up, text them, just say, hey, you know, what's going on? How you doing? How can I care for you? What can I be praying for? You know, we're all friends. We're all in this together. So, yeah, just be friendly and talk with them and things like that. So, that's just one thing that we should be doing. But there's also some other really great apps that you can use too. Like, really just starting a Facebook group, which is a great way. You can have a group thread in the Facebook group where you can chat with each other. You can start a text message thread with everybody in your group, or you can use apps like GroupMe. GroupMe is a kind of a group text message app that lets you not only chat with each other, but you can do all kinds of things within the group, which is great. Another app that we really like in our group, and something that I've seen a lot of people jump on this last week, is an app called Marco Polo. Now, Marco Polo is a video messaging app where you basically, it works kind of like text messaging, except it's done with video, where you jump on, you leave a video message, and then people can get to it when they are available. It's something that our group has been using for about 2 years or so. The ladies in our group love it. They're on it all the time. But anyway, it's just another option just to keep talking with each other throughout the week and encouraging each other. Well, hopefully those things are helpful to you as we're trying to navigate this. If you have any questions about what to do or how to use some of this technology, reach out to me. I'm always happy to help. And guys, I'm just so thankful for you, thankful for the work that you're doing. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. All right, have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time on the D Group Leader Podcast.